Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says that the U.S. economy should start recovering from recession next year if there is the political will to complete the costly rescue of the shattered banking system. Bernanke, in a rare interview with CBS program 60 Minutes, largely upheld the Fed's view that there was a reasonable prospect that the recession that took hold in December of 2007 would end this year and that 2010 would be a year of recovery. The Fed chairman said his greatest worry is that lawmakers and the public will withdraw support for efforts aimed at stabilizing the banking system. This morning, the National Oilseed Processors Association, that's NOPA, issued their monthly soybean crushings report for the month of February. NOPA reports 128.668 million bushels. That's down 10.512 million bushels from the January crushings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 72.82, and that is up 58 points. The NASDAQ at 14.30 is down 1. The S&P 500 at 763 is up 6.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And right now we only have two areas in the country picking up any significant precipitation, Pacific Northwest and in the southeastern states, basically stretching from the Ohio River Valley down towards the Gulf of Mexico. Most of the activity is in the Mid-South from central south, portions of Kentucky across through western portions of Mississippi, and the heaviest of that precipitation is actually across portions of Alabama and Georgia, ready to move into South Carolina. And as we've reiterated many times, that's a dry area that will benefit from the rain. It will continue to work its way towards the mid-Atlantic states. Not expected to push all the way in through New England, but it will bring some significant rain to the southeastern corner of the country. Now, the storm system in the west, rain and snow showers confined mostly to the northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest, and the rest of the Intermountain West and the Southwest, mild and dry weather persists there. On the plains, the warm, dry weather will dominate the weathercast for the next day or two. High temperatures exceeding 80 degrees across central and southern plains. Drought-stricken southern plains. Recent rainfall, heaviest and most beneficial for the pastures and winter grains across central and eastern Texas. Western Texas did not pick up much in the way of rainfall at all and will continue to be pretty much moisture-starved there. Across the Midwest, precipitation in the lower Midwestern sections this week will be light enough to allow floodwaters to continue receding. Meanwhile, North Dakota and northern Minnesota will continue to see melting snow, and that will cause the rivers and the streams to rise this week, with rain expected with a front moving in. Minnesota and North Dakota probably getting into the activity with that around Tuesday. We'll push east of Indiana sometime during the evening hours on Wednesday. The period from Saturday through March 27th, right now, the computer model is indicating two rounds of significant precipitation that could leave saturated soil moisture in numerous areas across the Midwest. Northwestern probably being the one area kept quite wet, and again, part of that is the snow melt as well as the precipitation. Rivers and streams will continue running high in most of the wetter areas, leaving the region vulnerable to serious flooding. If another significant storm system brings heavy rain to the region late this month or early next month without significant drying occurring first. Soft wheat areas will continue to see no crop-threatening cold for at least the next 10 days. And then the other areas in the north, they will start to see milder temperatures, but the jet stream is pretty much right along the U.S.-Canadian border, and we're starting to get into more frequent warm-ups and less of the cool weather. South America, Argentina, restricted rainfall occurred over the weekend. Net drying conditions persisted, and it looks like restricted precipitation will prevail across Argentina for the next full week to 10 days. Not expecting totally dry conditions, but the rain that falls will have a tough time bolstering soil moisture in contrast to the evaporative rate going on there. That basically translates into good crop filling, maturation, and harvest conditions. Subsoil moisture favorable for adequate support for most of the late season development, except in a few southern areas where drought has not completely ended yet. And in Brazil, quickly looking at Brazil, rainfall advertised by the Global Forecast System model over the next 10 days does not seem to be nearly as intense or as persistent as what we were looking at last week. It does look like showers and thunderstorms will still occur frequently across center and northern parts of the region over the next 10 days, but the situation may be a little more manageable and less threatening to crop conditions and harvest progress, so there will be some harvest delays and drier weather will be needed. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 568 down 2, last trade up 1. July 578.5 down 3 quarters, last trade up 3 quarters. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade open at 514.25 down 4, last trade up 5.25. July 527.25 down 3.5, last trade up 5. December 573.5 down 3.75, last trade up 3.75. May corn open at 384.5 down 4, last trade up 1.5. July 394.5 down 3.75, last trade up 1.75. December 413 down 413.5 down 4.5, last trade up 2. July of 2010, 438 down 3.5, last trade up 0.5. May beans open at 869.25 down 7.25, last trade up 8. July 868 down 7.25, last trade up 7. November 817.75 down 6, last trade up 8. March of 2010, 846 up 4, and last trade up 4. May soybean meal opened at $273.70 down $3, last trade up $1.30. May soybean oil opened at $29.85 down $32, last trade up $5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Tried to press the market to the negative side overnight, but it came back.
Came back late, actually, in the last, 20 minutes of trade. We had a nice bounce back because I know when I got up this morning, we were in the minus on the corn. Beans were hanging on just barely, but then rallied back to set new highs in corn late. I think some of that is just divorcing themselves from the crude oil overnight. We're down roughly $2 in crude this morning, most of that because OPEC has decided not to reduce supplies. But overall, corn made a breakout here late last week. Looks like it's set up for a little bit of a bounce here. Might try and make a run at $4 here on the front-end May corn contract. You've got rains in the west that were maybe a little disappointing for the plains areas, so that's going to add some support to wheat, which in turn should help to support corn. And the crush this morning comes in at 128.7 on the NOPA crush, which was above the high end of trade guesses that I was seeing on the crush. So I think all told, we've got a little bit of support out here. Your dollar's down 700 points. The Dow's up, not a lot, but it's up a little bit, which is encouraging after a week that we just came through. We're not seeing them take most of that back.
So do we see new highs by Friday on a settlement basis, corn and beans?
New highs from what?
From last week.
From last week, yes. I think you'll set new highs from last week. I'm encouraged by corn breaking out of this sideways trend that it's been in. Beans, I think, have a pretty good shot at making a close back above $9 in the May option. I think there's an outside chance that we could take Novi beans back up close to 950. It's March. Typically, we see some type of a rally in March. It's a seasonal high time period for us, so won't surprise me at all, Dave.
Your December corn objective for the week, then, would be?
For the week, I'm going to say December corn. I would peg these to try and make a run back up towards that 450 level, possibly. I don't know about this week, but over the next, before we come out of March, I think you make a run at trying to challenge 450 mark.
All right, let's get your opening calls then today.
I'm going to come in two better on corn. I think beans will be roughly 6 to 10 higher, and the wheat I think will be 5 to 10 higher as we get started this morning.
CME Livestock?
Looks like we're going to see a little support. The cash market seems to be steadying up just a little bit, and I think that'll help pull these hogs back around. They just haven't had much luck trying to get anything underneath them, but if the economy can get turned around, all of a sudden we start talking about more demand for meat, should be supportive to the hogs. So I'm going to try looking at those to start a little bit better this morning, too.
Very quickly, do you want producers to be hedging 09 crop at this level?
I think as you approach 9 to 950, someplace in there, your 880 is your insurance number, so I'd probably get something sold on beans. And I think corn, if you can get up into that 425, 435 to 450 area, I think you got to get something on the books.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks, Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.